our cases are down in the community, our quarantines are down in the school district, and we are hoping to make it through the end of school without any issues.
And, you know, one thing that was put into place, because we did have a bit of a touch-and-go situation back in November with teachers coming down with COVID and being having to take off time, some students coming down with it, but a mask mandate was put into place.
Yes.
How has that worked for the Mexico School District? Obviously, we've been in school. It seems like it's working well.
Right, definitely. And does everyone like masks? No. No one is really a fan of having to wear these little masks everywhere we go. However, it has made a huge difference in our district as far as taking away those situations that were touch and go, situations where we barely kind of slid into Christmas break, being able to make it with the staff and students that we had remaining in seat. We had a number of quarantines, a number of positive cases, and so it has greatly helped us and reduced those needs to quarantine.
I know that several school districts have relaxed their mask mandates. Of course, it's up to each individual school, and there are some parents out there that are saying, man, it's time for my kids to take their masks off. But just kind of explain the reasoning for keeping the mask mandate in place, if you will, to everybody this morning.
Yes, certainly. So Governor Parson, in partnership with DHSS and DESE, really prompted our mask mandate to go into place with the understanding that quarantines would be modified, and so there would be a benefit to school districts. So we were one of a number of school districts in the state that went ahead and took that opportunity to really keep kids in seat and keep our staff members really able to operate the functions of the school district. And so that is why we put that in place, because of those modified quarantines.
I've seen a couple of school districts that have taken the mask mandates away and then they've had to reinstate them. Bowling Green comes to mind, as
yes.
a matter of fact.
Yes, and several districts across the state not only have had to put those back in place, but have had to actually shut down their operations because of really a large spike. And so although we all feel like we would like that relief and would like to be finished and rid of those masks, now is not the time for us to let up. We want to make sure that we get to the end of school and students are able to participate in all of the ceremonies and graduation and promotion. Last night I attended the Eugene Field and Hawthorne Presidential Award Ceremony, and so had we lifted and then had experienced a spike, that would be really regretful that we would not be able to honor those students.
Summer school is going to be coming up after school is out.
Yes.
Will there still be the mask requirement in summer school?
Yes, we do anticipate that, barring any sort of CDC guidance that would, you know, perhaps change. Anything coming down at the state level from Governor Parsons, DHSS, and DESE, we are keeping that mask mandate in place as long as it is advised, and as long as we're able to benefit from those modified quarantines. And then we are looking at, you know, outside when students are on the playground, they do not necessarily have to wear a mask. Some students do. I've passed by several buildings where kids are out at PE or kids are out at recess and kids are wearing their masks. That is voluntary on their part. And we hope that this summer will afford lots of opportunities for kids to get outside and just enjoy writing and reading outside and just doing different activities outside without masks as well.
One more question on the mask thing, and then I'll
sure,
leave it alone.
Certainly.
Is this something that the administrators and the school board will look at over the summer as far as going into next school year, whether or not to require masks?
Definitely, yes. We will have lots of discussions about that. Again, we will keep monitoring the guidance from CDC. We will monitor the governor, DHSS, DESE, all of those agencies that help us make the best decision for our community.
No doubt about it. I know that teachers work hard, administrators work hard in the education business. This is kind of a week to put a spotlight on some of those folks. It's Definitely. Teacher Appreciation Week, right?
Yes, and I believe that Nurses Appreciation Week also coincides with that. Principals Day was on Saturday, which what a nice day for principals, for them to have the day off and be honored. And so we have been doing a lot of recognition in our district for a lot of important people that make things happen.
End of school activities going on. I'm sure scholarships are coming in and being tallied up.
Yes,
indeed. Is it a record-breaking year, or do we know that yet?
I do not believe that we know that yet. I do attend a lot of scholarship meetings and serve on some of those panels that get to decide those exciting decisions. And just talking with our high school folks, it does look like it is shaping up to be a very, very profitable year for our students. We will not know if it's a record-breaking year, I think, until everything kind of receives some closure at our awards assembly that night.
Things are trending upwards, though, for that. That is always a good thing to see. Of course, graduation is on the top of a lot of people's minds. That's still on track and ready to go, right?
Yes, it is going to be Friday night, May 21st. I'm sorry, it is going to be Friday night, May 21st. Yes, I was right. I'm sorry. At 8 o'clock at Hawthorne Heights. The night before that, on the 20th, that Thursday, is the Senior Awards Assembly at 6:30. And that actually is when we will know about the scholarships as well. So, and baccalaureate is on Sunday, May 16th at 6 o'clock at Emmons Hall.
Something that's near and dear to my heart is Mexico athletics. I know that Mr. Blevins is going to be the head coach of the North Callaway Thunderbirds next season, but his position has opened up over at the high school as activities director. How is the interviewing process going? Can we break the news this morning? Who's the new...
Well, actually, this morning, that is a really great question because, and I think you might have read my mind, after I leave you, I am going back to the school district and we are conducting interviews. So we have several internal and a couple external applicants that have applied for that position. We hope to know that answer by the end of the day. I don't know that that will be the case, but I'm hopeful. And Mr. Ellibrock is leading that process and has kind of pulled together a team to make that decision. And on our next board meeting on the 18th, we will be able to recommend that person for hire at the board meeting.
And Cardinals broadcaster Mike Shannon retiring, could it be him?
I don't. No. He is not on the list. I'm sorry. He did not apply.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sure that there are plenty of qualified and great candidates for that.
Yes.
Any more news going on with the Mexico School District that you want to talk about here this morning?
We do have our eighth grade promotion award that night. And let me tell you when that is. I don't want to give you the wrong information. That will be on May 24th at 6 o'clock in the new gym. And so we will be promoting students and getting them ready for the high school. So that will be a happy and bittersweet time for parents. It seems like high school goes very quick and in the blink of an eye, and so it's kind of exciting but also a little bit apprehensive for parents as well.
I can only imagine. So, well, I really appreciate your visit this morning. You have a couple of more promotions coming up, or is that about it this morning?
Last night we had our fifth grade presidential awards assembly for Hawthorne and Eugene Field. We actually, for the first time, I think customarily we've had that held at the high school, and this year the elementary principals got together and held that at Eugene Field, and then next year I believe it will be at Hawthorne. So I think we recognized like 30 students, which was fantastic, and that was a really neat ceremony last night too.
Very awesome to hear about the success of the students here at the Mexico School District, for sure.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I appreciate your visit this morning. I can't wait to hear about who the new activities director is.
So me too. I'm excited.
I'll put you on speed dial.
Yes, yes, for sure.